The Pains of Being Pure at Heart med Young Adult Friction på Lydarket P3, som tok en prat under Stereofestivalen I Trondheim I helga, nærmere bestemt med bandets trommeslager Kurt Feldman og gitarrist og vokalist Kip Bergman. How about you?
Good.
Good, really good.
Yeah.
Cool. We just heard Young Adult Friction from last year's self-titled debut album. After that, you released an EP. Is there a second album coming up?
Yeah, we've in between touring this summer, we've spent time in the studio recording, both in New York and in London, working on our second album, and it's all recorded right now. We just have to mix it.
So it's nearby finished.
It's almost finished, but it doesn't sound almost finished yet because it still has to be mixed. So it's still exciting to, or there's still a curiosity as to how it's really going to sound, and we're just kind of looking forward to having it all done pretty soon.
I'd say that you sound a little poppier and lighter on the EP, especially on the title track. Is that a direction that you will follow even more in the future?
It's kind of strange because I think with the new record, it's heavier in a weird way. It's like there's a lot more dynamic and a lot more sort of kind of 90s American guitar kind of sounds, like Smashing Pumpkins, and a little bit more ambitious that way. At the same time, I think at the core of what we are is always kind of just simple pop songs, and that's the kind of music we really appreciate, and it's fun for us to play, so I don't know if it'll be so noticeable as to other people as it is to us. We just, you know, turned up the volume a little bit more.
You described your music as woozy at one occasion. Is that a, like, to not sound woozy that you turn up the volume?
No, I think no matter how much we turn up the volume, we still sound pretty woozy. You know, I don't think we're going to be inducted to the Black Metal Museum anytime soon. I've heard there were some amazing displays at the Rock Museum last night in Toronto.
Yeah, actually, we went to go see Serena Manish at the Rock Museum last night. We actually didn't really get to see any of the exhibits or anything, but we did get to see Serena Manish, and it was pretty awesome. So
you should go see the Black Metal Room.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted to actually see that, but by the time we got there, I think they had sort of closed down some of the exhibits they had upstairs. So
you started in 2007. Do you feel that you found the persona, or like the expression of who Pains of Being Pure at Heart is by now?
In a strange way, I think it's always kind of developing, and yet at the same time, I listen to our early stuff and it still sounds like us. I think when we started out, we were really maybe overly enamored with a couple records, and we really wanted to sound. I think it's just natural when you're writing songs for the first time in a band to try to sound as much like the band you love as possible. And as time has gone by, I think we've sort of become our own band in a certain way. I mean, we still have influences, and we still have a sound that we go for that's inspired by a sound that we love. But I kind of think we're us now, or at least us, a bit more us than we were at the start.
Kurt, you play in another band as well, the Depreciation Guild. I'd like to talk a little about that too. So you're both going to stick around a couple of minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Men først en Depreciation Guild-låt. Dette Crucify You.